All right, welcome back to it. It's a Monday, the 25th of November. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate it. We've got a live studio audience. We'll try to keep them to a dull roar. No big deal. I mean, they're not dull. They're kind of exciting. I didn't mean it quite that way. At any rate, my next guest, the longest-serving contributor to the program, Professor Alan Sachs, University of Political Science at the University of Texas, Arlington. Professor, good morning.
I believe that Mr. Rogers was not even Mr. Rogers.
When you started, I think that's true.
I am that cynical a man. I think if you delve deep enough, you know.
Yeah.
But by the way, which is a good thing, I'm going to say something very, very good about him. I'm sure he was a very nice gentleman. He lived in the neighborhood in Pittsburgh, I understand, a Jewish neighborhood very close to that Tree of Life synagogue where that horrible episode took place about a year ago. And I think he was asked, how can you account for this? What is it? And he said, well, you got to praise the workers who are trying to build up from there. And it was a good answer.
There you go. How have you been?
Not too good. I'm a cynical little old man.
I understand.
Worse than anybody would ever imagine. I don't act that way, but boy, do I think it.
Let me ask you this. I think that I think that the Democrats had a bad week. I say that because I'm looking at all the polling from Morning Consult, 538, Emerson, Marquette University. Every poll shows the support for impeachment is plummeting.
That's right. And but the animosity toward President Trump is still immense from the left. I was listening yesterday on C-SPAN after I was watching the New England-Dallas game in the rain, and I felt sorry for people playing in the rain, so I had to remind myself they're all making tons of money.
Yeah, tons of it.
But so you could take a little bit of rain and cold, but aside from that, is that I was watching C-SPAN, a book reviews that they give.
Right.
It was a book fair from Miami. From Miami-Dade College, and all the participants on the stage, oh my gosh, and the audience, what they had to say about the president was just unbelievable. I wanted Mr. Rogers to come in and calm them down.
Well, you know, I don't know if you knew this, but I was in the Oval Office on Tuesday interviewing the president.
I did not.
It was kind of a spectacular place to be, the Oval Office, and to be able to walk in and interview the president was incredible. But he seems to be very upbeat and very positive about all of it.
Good.
And then actually he took Ivy and I off to the side for a very surreal moment. We went down the hall and into the swag closet to pick a couple of things up. And he's in there. And Vindman was on the screen. He's like, who is this Vindman guy? I don't know who Vindman is. Who is this? What, he puts on a uniform? Now I'm supposed to know who he is? I don't know who he is. And Mick Mulvaney sticks his head in, Mr. President. We go, Mick, who is this Vindman guy? It was very surreal. But he seems fairly upbeat about all of it. And why wouldn't he be? In a few minutes here, I'm going to talk to Alyssa Slotkin on this program, my freshman member of Congress. In the 8th District in Michigan, Donald Trump won by just over 7 points. Alyssa Slotkin won the district in 2018 by less than 4. And nothing has happened. She voted to authorize the impeachment, and I've got to believe that people like Alyssa Slotkin and Haley Stevens and Max Rose and these other freshmen in Congress have a real problem because impeachment is not popular anymore. Now what do you do? Does Adam Schiff say, he's really a bad guy, but we're not going to vote? I mean, what does Adam Schiff do?
The meanness, just a gut meanness from the left is astounding to me. I mean, the language that they use. And I keep thinking of what a person from your state, from Michigan, I think from Dearborn,
Rashida Tlaib,
had to say at an event. Oh my God!
Yeah, we're going to impeach the mother effer. You got it. Well, here's the thing, Chris Christie on this week with George Stephanopoulos, a Clinton guy, by the way. Everybody knows that.
Of course he is.
Right, but Christie aptly points out you've got two things the Democrats are offering people. In Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and other union states, including Nevada and Florida. And that is impeachment. And by the way, give up your health care, your hard-fought union health care plans that are Cadillac plans. Can you go ahead and give those up and fight hard to give them up so a government plan can take us? Nobody in Michigan is going to buy that. Nobody in Pennsylvania is going to buy that. I mean, seriously.
It is just astounding what some people on the left are saying. And my question to myself is, do they really believe it? Do they believe what they're saying? I mean, have any chance of passing, you know, Elizabeth Warren or Medicare for All or Bernie Sanders, you know? We've got to tax those billionaires, you know?
Well, here's what I'm suggesting. Professor Alan Sachs here with us. And consider this. I think the hottest ticket in Washington in the coming few weeks, number one, is hotter than Willy Wonka's ticket, is a Democrat like Alyssa Slotkin that wants to vote no on impeachment. All right, so there'll be about 17 of those that want to vote no on impeachment. And that's going to be it. They got to get Mother Nancy's approval and permission to do that, right? But now I start to wonder, looking at what's happening in the polling, do they, if they bring up an impeachment vote, do they even get it? That's a real possibility now. They might not get it. And how embarrassing is that?
I don't think they get it. I think you're right. I really don't think they understand what's out there. I was listening to, I guess, the Democratic debate last week on CNN, which, by the way, is so completely all in for the Democrats and against Trump. I mean, all in. It's 100%. There's not even 1% in the other direction. And one of them said something like, you know, we care for the little guy, for the little guy. We're for the little guy against the billionaires. And I kept thinking to myself, who is really getting the vote of the little guy? It's Donald Trump who's getting the vote of the construction workers, the people that work on that work out in terrible weather. And they're the ones that build America.
That's right. Well, you look at the economy, 3.6% unemployment. I don't care where I go, whether it's Michigan or North Carolina or Florida. Things are being built everywhere. There's construction everywhere.
A great analogy or a great example, if you have the time. Outside where I used to teach at the University of Texas at Arlington, they were building this enormous new building, beautiful glass and brick, and it was gorgeous. And I was actually teaching there at the very end of the semester, and I walked into the class by over 400, and I told them, I said, if you look outside the window and the election was still going on, who do you, so I guess it might have been over a year or two ago, who do you think is for Trump? The people inside the building in their little offices or the people building the building?
Yeah.
The class knew that, and they said the people building the building were for Trump. And that's exactly right. The people building America out there with brick and mortar, they're for Trump. The people inside the building at their little offices reading books and cursing him, it's a whole different world.
It is a whole different world. All right, real quickly before you go here, Professor, where's Oklahoma in the ratings now? Are they going to make the playoff or what?
They were number 5 last week. No, number 8 last week.
All right, so they're not quite in the playoffs yet. That one loss hurting them a little bit.
That's right, and that was a fluke. I think that they could have done it against Kansas or Kansas State.
Sure, so I guess you're a Michigan fan this week against the Ohio State University then, because that'll give Oklahoma, you know, the boost maybe to make it up into the
I heard into a the top. Great fight song that you've probably heard, but I just heard it this morning. And it's a fight song, and it says something like, we don't give a darn about, they didn't use the word darn, we don't give a darn about old man Michigan. We're from Ohio. Have you heard that one?
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. Oh, how I hate Ohio State. Anyhow, it's all right.
I do too.
You know,
do too.
Friends don't let friends be Buckeye fans. Just keep that in mind. All right.
Ezekiel comes from Ohio State, and
he
I kept
does.
Thinking, I can just imagine how we got through that university.
Yeah. All right, Professor, greatly appreciated. As always, Professor Alan Sachs, University
of... Thank you so much.
Yeah, University of Texas Arlington, political science professor. Thank you, Alan Sachs. Always a pleasure. Straight ahead on the program, we're going to talk business in America and the Midwest, and specifically Michigan. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When I was was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.